This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Baruch Habam. We continue in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Sorry for the delay. Zoom was updating. And today we're going to read the Bir Halach and Siman Dalet. Regarding bottom line, we know you're going to end up washing your hands twice in the morning. Once for what we call Negovasser, to take off Ruach Ra, and the other one is really for Tefillah. And the question is, you're going to wash your hands, one for Negas, one perhaps when you come out of the bathroom. So at which juncture should you say the bracha of Netil Siyadayim? In other words, first you're going to wash your hands in the morning to get off the Ruach Ra. Later on, you're going to end up going to the bathroom before you daven and make an Asher Yatzar. At what point of time are you going to say the bracha of Al Netil Siyadayim? So here's a little bit of the issue. If you're going to say it the second time, wow, you're going to say it the second time? But you already yotze the mitzvah the first time. How can you make a bracha the second time? According to the Rush, that the reason for Netil Siyadayim is because your hands are dirty. So I understand how you could say Netil Siyadayim the second time. Because even though my hands were dirty as soon as I got up, but then I went to the bathroom again, so my hands are still dirty. So I could wash my hands and make a bracha, and the bracha could be this on the second washing. Because the second washing is an obligatory washing for tefillah because my hands are dirty. But according to the Rajba, that the reason for Netil Siyadayim in the morning is because in the morning I'm a Beria Chadash, I'm a new creation. Okay, great, I already washed my hands. So if I didn't make a bracha then, how could I go then wash my hands and make a bracha? I can't make a bracha. I already was Yotzei the Mitzvah 20 minutes ago. This is a 20-minute hefsek. That's going to be the question, because really, according to the Rush, the proper time to make the bracha is right before you daven. According to the Rajba, the proper time to make the bracha is immediately. That's the issue at hand, really. And we're going to read this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is Aleph. Va'afilu lo yasa tzrachav. The Rama said that if you wake up in the morning and you don't need to go to the bathroom, the minog is we still say Asher Yatzar. Then the Mishnah Berurah discussed that if somebody has to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night, can you rely on the Asher Yatzar in the morning? It's a question, and furthermore, you'll probably have to go again, and therefore the best course of action, somebody sent me a message yesterday. Let's say you get up at like 6 a.m. or 5 a.m., and you have to go to the bathroom, and you want to go back to sleep for an hour. And in, he says, in all probability, you won't have to go again, he says. So when should you make the Asher Yatzar? Should you make it the first time, or should you just wait till the morning? So really the best thing to do is make an Asher Yatzar when you get up at 5 a.m. And then try to go again, even though, you know, you feel you already took care of the job an hour ago, but try to go. And this way you could be yotze all opinions. Let's read the Bir Halach inside. V'afil lo yasa tzrachav. Ayin b'mishnah Berurah b'sofei. The Mishnah Berurah in his end quotes the Chaye Adam. And the Chaye Adam said, this was the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Dalet, that if you want to get out of any issues, then after you wash Negovasa, you go to the bathroom, when you come out of the bathroom, wash your hands again, and make an Asher Yatzar. And it's better to delay Netil Siyadayim until after the second washing. Especially if at the time of the first washing you had to go to the bathroom. So says the Bir Halacha, V'zel l'shen ha'chayodim b'chal zayin sifvav. Nochoin lahamtin levarech al netil siyadayim al acha shemenake atzmai v'roitzel espala. It is correct to wait to make netil siyadayim until after you want to clean yourself and you want to daven. Da'oz yotze l'kulayama, because then you're yotze according to everyone. Aval kishaberach mikoidem. But if you're going to make al netil siyadayim first, and then you're going to, let's say, have to defecate, and then someone's going to have to go to the bathroom. So then according to the Rush, you're going to have to make a bracha again. Right? Because the Rush says the reason for Netil Siyadayim is your hands are dirty. So if someone were to wash Negovasser, then, and make a bracha on Netil Siyadayim, then defecate, and then he washes again, he'll have to make another Netil Siyadayim according to the Rush. Tzarech l'achsu levarech. Now, do we hold that way? No. The Avdolei Kaimelanach, even though we don't hold that way, you should be careful. In other words, the Chayadim is saying that if you're going to make an Atilas Yadayim right away in the morning, and then you're going to have to defecate according to the Rush, you will have to make another bracha. And even though we don't paskin that way, it's something you have to be concerned about. This is this psak of the Rosh is quoted in the Magen Avraham Sivkatan Aleph, that ad kan l'shoinu the chayadam. The Bir Halacha points out that the implication of the Magen Avraham of the chayadam is that he had a different girsa in the Magen Avraham, but according to our girsa in the Magen Avraham, it's very hard to read it. V'chein kasav hagoyin Reb Chaim Sanzer b'hagoyisav. Reb Chaim, the Sanzer Rav, I don't think it's that common that the Chavetz Chaim quotes the Sanzer Rav, but the Sanzer Rav also concurs that you should delay making the Tilas Yadayim until later in the day. U'mashma min ha-chayyadam. Ah, so that's the psak, the chayyadam. You get up in the morning, you wash Negevasser, and don't make the Tilas Yadayim, because if you're going to have to defecate, you'll have to make the Tilas Yadayim again. Now, u'mashma min ha-chayyadam. The miyushu comes man ha-rekodim ha-tefilah. Let's say you get up a long time before davening. Somebody asked me about this yesterday. Mendy, you asked that yesterday? About, let's say somebody gets up a while before davening. Let's say an hour before davening. Afilu imhito meraglayim. Dezek far nikur b'shem asiyasam. Even if he urinated. Mikomag, nevertheless, kiven demistama kishiyagia baboykir zman tfil yech vezegiz lanakas. That's like, probably before davening, he's going to go to the bathroom again. So the Bir Halacha is assuming if somebody gets up an hour before davening to learn, and as soon as he gets up, he'll be mashed and he'll urinate, probably he's going to go again before he davens. Then, says the Chayadim would imply, Yamtin ata mi birchas al natiyas yadayim ad ha-boiker kishinak atzme kodem ha-tfila. The Chayadim would say, don't make the natiyas yadayim before you learn, make it right before you daven. Why? Because if you make it before you learn, then later when you go to the bathroom a second time, you're going to have to make another bracha according to the Rosh. Kidei lotzeis, das ha-Rosh, desfir lei de'ikara niskan b'shvil ha-tfila. The Rosh says it's primarily for davening, and therefore you would have to make it again, and therefore delay it. That's what the Chayadim would seem to say. So I guess Mendy was asking, well, what if you go, before you learn, and after learning for an hour, you're not going to go again? It depends how old you are, but many people do have to go again, or it sounds like at least you should try to. You know, you should try to make sure that before davening your body is clean. Now, here's the million-dollar question. The question is, how could you do this? You're going to wait and delay the bracha of Netilas Yadayim until right before davening, but the first time you washed, you're already yotzei the mitzvah according to the Rashba. And if you're going to make the bracha later, it's going to be a bracha levatala according to the Rashba. Says the Bir Halacha l'chayra kasha al atzasai. It would seem that the eitza of the chayadim is very difficult. Eich yetzei ata bebrachos aliv the Rashba. How could be yotzi now according to the Rashba? Haloi b'mashenato yadav teikav kishakam yatzi deichaves natila. But the fact that you washed your hand immediately when you got up, you were yotzi according to the Rashba, the obligation of washing for beriyah chadasha. Ve'eich yoimer ata ala natila ashniya vitzivanu al natiyos yadayim. How could you say on the second washing, vitzivanu? You're not commanded to wash a second time. I already did my token washing because I'm a new creation. So I can't make a bracha the second time. So you say, the bracha I say the second time will go back on the first washing that I did an hour ago or 20 minutes ago. Says Bar Aluch, you can't do that. V'loimar deha bracha zu kaya on atila rishayna, to say the bracha that you do on the second washing will go back on the first washing. Halo yesh hefsik gadol. There is a big interruption. You have to be careful about this. You can't set up your morning in that way where you wash, you're going to wash right when you get up, and you're going to be yotze according to the Rashba, and you're not going to make the bracha until 20 minutes later when you're ready to go to shul, or maybe an hour later before you daven. You have to be very careful. So this is the big question. The question is, the Eitz of the Chayei Adam seems to be disregarding the Rashba. It works according to the Rush, because according to the Rush, if your hands are dirty, you got to wash them with a bracha. So I'm going to wait until my hands are finished being dirty, namely, after the last time I go to the bathroom before davening. But according to the Rashba, I was yotzei the mitzvah the first time. So listen to this answer. Omnam be'emes efshal yashiv. The truth is, you could possibly answer. According to the Rashba, that the reason for Netilas Yadayim in the morning is because you're a new creation. Yes, so I wash my hands in the morning, and I could say the Brachah Netilas Yadayim in Shul together with all the Berachas HaShachar. You could be Mesader all the Berachas HaShachar together. Al Netilas Yadayim, Elokai Neshama. I'm allowed to be Mesader. But I'm delaying the bracha from the performance of the mitzvah. No, Netilas Yadayim is different. It's part of the Seder of the Berachas HaShachar. So Nuchal Achro L'Sadram Shara Brachas after who have the Gadol. But now the issue then is going to be, think about it, if I'm going to wake up in the morning, wash Negel Vasser, which is going to be Yotzei my obligation according to the Rashba, get dressed, go to the bathroom, and then before I go to shul, I'm going to wash and say Netilas Yadayim, even though I was ready Yotzei according to the Rashba, but I'm not saying the other Berachas HaShachar then. So this whole, the whole allowance to delay the recitation of Netilas Yadayim is because I'm being misadered with the other Berachas HaShachar, but I'm not. I'm going to go to shul and say the Berachas HaShachar. Ach im kein yetzarach levarach achas atek of gam shar Berachas HaShachar. Then accordingly, you would have to make the other Berachas HaShachar. Mestima Sloshan HaShar Yitshuva Simen Vav Siv Kata Neim HaShashen Tzorvi Kachay Adam. If you look in the Shari Yitshuva, it doesn't sound like he holds like the Chay Adam. He says, Ela Teikav Achar Asiyah Satzrachim Mevarach Al Netilas Yadayim Ba'Asher Yatzar. The Shari Yitshuva says, right when you get up in the morning, the first time you go to the bathroom, even if you're going to be delaying davening because you're going to be learning, you make Netilas Yadayim right away. And it could be the reason why they say to make Netilas Yadayim right in the morning. Maybe their reason is because of our kasha. Then how are you yotzei the Rashba? So in other words, some poskim seem to say, no, don't delay the Netilas Yadayim right before you daven, meaning the bracha. I mean, you're going to have to wash your hands, but many poskim say, don't delay the bracha of Netilas Yadayim to right before you daven, because you already yotzei the mitzvah according to the Rashba. By the way, what you could do, this is what I do, is right before I leave to shul, I wash my hands. And I say Netilas Yadayim, and I say Asher Yatzar, and I say Elokai Neshama, and I say Berachas HaTorah. So even though I'm not being Mesader all the Berachas HaShachar, I'm being Mesader some of the Berachas HaShachar. So according to the Rush, I have to wash with the Bracha now, because I had just gone to the bathroom. And according to the Rashba, even though I was ready Yotzei before, but I'm allowed to say it together with the other Berachas HaShachar. What does the Gros say? The Gros says, like we just said, the Chayei Adam. Acher kach matzos b'sefer Maaser Rav, says the Chavetz Chaim, then I found in the Sefer Maaser Rav, ke Chayei Adam, shekasav sheyes, litzmach berchas al Netilas Yadayim letfila. You should juxtapose Netilas Yadayim for davening. V'loy yoimar oisoy teikov kishakam. Don't say it as soon as you get up in the morning. Kishayin daito l'sbal miyad, if you're not going to daven immediately. Uvelvat shele yishkach, as long as you don't forget. Ad kan l'shoinoy. So you'll say, the Gra holds like the Chayei Adam. That's because the Gra says you should make the bracha right before you daven. That's not a raya at all. The Gra happens to paskin like the Rush, hook, line, and sink. The Gra doesn't paskin like the Rashba. So maybe that's why the Gra says to make the Al Natil Sidayim right before you daven, because he's not worried about the Raja. Maybe you'll say the Groa goes according to his Shita. The Pasak Sham Karash, he passes like the Rush. The Tzarch Levarch Lechol Tfila, that you have to make, you know, according to the Rush, before Mincha, you got to wash your hands and make a Bracha. And before Mariv, you have to wash your hands and make a Bracha. Why? Because they were masaking the Tilsi Adayim for dirty hands before davening. Now, we don't paskin that like the Rush, hook, line, and sink. But the Groa does. The Groa held, you washed. Now, we do paskin like the Rush. We're choishish for the Rush. Before Mincha, you must wash your hands. Before Mariv, you must wash your hands. But we're not going to make a bracha, because we're choishish for the Rajba. That the reason for Natil Siyadayim is because of Beria Chadash, and that only occurs one time a day. But don't bring a raya from the Gra that he says you should make Natil Siyadayim right before you daven, because he passes like the Rush, hook, line, and sink. Mashen ken ledidan, that we try to fulfill both. Here's the bottom line. The best thing is do like the Chayi Adam. Delay the recitation of Tilsi Adayim until the washing right before davening. That's definitely like the Rush. And it could be like the Rajba, your Yotze, like the opinion of the base Yosef. Namely, that you arrange it with the other Berachas HaShachar. As opposed to if you don't do this way and you make the bracha right away in the morning, then if you go to the bathroom again, according to the Rush, you're going to have to make another bracha. And the Rambam, and anyway, there's more evidence that the Rush is more correct in terms of what the real reason for Natilas Yadayim is, that it's because of Yadayim Askoni is him for Tfila and not Berich Hadasha. Why? Because the Rambam holds you need to make a bracha for every Tfila also. You know that? The Rambam holds before every tefillah you must wash your hands with a bracha. Because the Rambam also goes like the Rush, hook, line, and sink. So it's very interesting. According to most Rishonim, at least the big heavyweights, the Rush and the Rambam, by the way, today's the yard set of the Riff. I don't think the Riff agrees. But you have to wash your hands for every tefillah. Midosover the Sarkh Varak Lachal Tvila, but Parak Dam Hilchas Tvila, Alacha Gimel. Vehuva, but they say, Kamam Simitzali Beis. Therefore, bottom line is, you should delay saying Natil Siyadayim until right before Yidavin. And what about the Rajba? If you could be Masadar other Berchos HaShachar, then that would be even better. Okay, so that's the bottom line. We finished page, we'll call it Daf Ches. There's one Bir Halacha we didn't read, so you'll do that for homework, the little one. And we'll continue next week, Bez Hashem, with Sif Beis. Very interestingly, even though we learned Tilchos Negovasser, the Mechaber never said a word about Negovasser yet. So the Mechaber goes back to Negovasser and Sif Beis. Okay, everyone, have a great day. Bracha v'atzlacha. Shkoyach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.